Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you're joining us for this week's show. As we all know, elections are coming up on November 2nd. We've all received, if you're registered, your ballot summary. And, of course, there are dozens of ballot propositions on the ballot that you have to vote for besides the presidential candidates and candidates for state office. And on this special Straight Talk election show, we have experts on three of the ballot propositions, which we're going to discuss with you. And the first one we'll be talking about is Prop 1A. And here to join in the discussion is Ken Farsing, who is chair of the City Managers Committee of the Council of Governments, COG. He is also the city manager for our neighboring city in Signal Hill. Ken, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thanks, Art. Nice to be here.
Also joining us is John Seiler, who is the editorial writer for the Orange County Register. Welcome back, John, to Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me on again, Art. It's a real pleasure.
You bet. The first proposition we'll be discussing is Prop 1A, which would basically secure cities and counties and districts from state takeaways of their tax revenues. And as representing 27 city managers and yourself, Ken, what's your feeling on Prop 1A?
First, thanks, Art, for having this debate on 1A. We feel it's critical that Californians vote yes on 1A. I look to the voter pamphlet to really give guidance to what Prop A really does. If voters turn to that guide, they'll see the Attorney General has basically indicated that Prop A would protect local funding for public safety, health services, libraries, parks, and other locally delivered services. Also, Prop 1A would prohibit the state from reducing local government services in the future. For too long, Sacramento has looked at our local cities as a piggy bank or as an ATM machine where they run into fiscal problems and all of a sudden they start taking our local property taxes. And we count on those property taxes really to deliver local public services. They deliver the police services, the paramedic services, 911, all ranges of services, road repair. So it's very important for Californians to focus in on this measure. The system is broken. The state, since 1982, has taken almost $40 billion of local revenues, not only from the cities, but has been taken from the counties and also the special districts.
Fair enough. And, John, we've done many mayor's roundtable shows over 15 years, and every mayor to a person says we want predictable and reliable sources of funding. Now, why doesn't Prop 1A make sense to the Orange County Register?
Well, Ken makes a lot of really good points about the fiscal problems, but I think we need to look at it as a whole for the whole state and also with these other bonds. Just a year ago, we had a recall election because the state's finances were messed up, and there's still a lot of problems. And this deals with some of those problems, but not the overall problem, which is the imbalance between the state and the local finances, and especially the problem of the sales tax versus the property tax, which is abused in eminent domain many times, where the cities get a lot of money from sales taxes but not so much from property taxes. So they favor the sales tax, which means sometimes...
Well, that's a result of Prop 13 and
the
limitation
on...
But
that's
don't
true.
You see as a problem, and it strikes me as just unfair for cities to be planning their budget and coming up with what they think is a balanced budget, and then the last minute the state comes in and grabs some of their money? Isn't that outrageous?
Absolutely, that's true. And the problem we have with this, the main one, is that it would probably postpone reform for several years or maybe even decades, because we need to address this problem that I mentioned earlier. And also another one is that this keeps a lot of money with the cities, which is good to a certain extent, but that will take money from the state. And when the state has less money, guess what? They're going to come after us with more taxes. And also the cities have another problem. They spend a lot of money. We were talking earlier before the show about the pension spiking. For example, San Diego could go bankrupt fairly soon because they've given so much money to their city workers. And the cities, the real problem is they're spending too much money.
John, Ken, you would agree with John's point that we do need basic structural reform.
Yeah, there's been some fiscal reform that's come forward. We think actually Prop 1A is fiscal reform. Our analogy to what's happening is think of the cities as a patient. They've come into the hospital. The state has essentially amputated their legs. We're laying on the table. We're bleeding to death. And then the Orange County Register and others that say, you know, we need reform are saying, let's have open heart surgery now. So our feeling is we need to stem the fiscal bleeding from the cities. We're willing to talk fiscal reform, but not in the climate where we're basically losing $3 billion a year. Now, John's made the point that, hey, you know, city finances, certainly there's some question about how cities' finances occur. Now, in my case, in Signal Hill's case, in many of the cities, is that when I started 10 years ago, we had 135 employees. I have 102 employees now. We just terminated three employees last year. The state spending has gone up 22%. Based on looking at personal income since 1982, city spending has gone down 9% during that same period of time. So I think to saddle the cities with the problems in Sacramento is a terrible thing to do, and voters will be able to make a decision to basically say my local taxes need to be spent locally, not in Sacramento.
John, what about Ken's point that the patient is bleeding and we need to do something right away?
Well, I think the patient is bleeding, but only not enough to do that. Mm-hmm. What we need is to look at the more serious problem. Maybe it's the patient's having a heart attack. We need to have open heart surgery.
Well, we have a doctor coming up.
Yeah, we have a doctor coming. Maybe he can help us. But the real problem, I think, is we need to look at this overall. And we need to say right now, this has some good ideas, but no, we want even more comprehensive reform. Otherwise, this will be like putting a Band-Aid on a hemorrhage, and it just won't solve the problem for the long term.
Fair enough. Very quickly, on another issue, Prop 62, the open primary,
right,
which I personally support, which would allow people to vote in the primary of either party, even if you were a registered Democrat, you could vote in the Republican primary and so forth. And that addresses the problem of gerrymandering, right, which is a huge problem that makes almost every district safe. But I know the paper opposes the open primary. Why?
Well, you're right about the gerrymandering. The way to solve that, one solution might be to have a court panel come up with a solution, a computer model that doesn't have these things that they agreed to.
Which I would support,
right,
too.
Right. The problem with this is each party should be able to choose its own candidates. It's freedom of assembly. They have Republicans, Democrats, and so on. And another problem is that it would almost make impossible third parties to win because you would have the top two,
sure,
Republican, Democrat, and nobody else would be on the ballot. Whereas a couple of years ago, we had Audie Bach up in Oakland, a Green Party person won.
Yeah. Well, I think minority parties should have a voice, but the problem of gerrymandering is huge.
Yeah.
And again, this would address some of the problem, but not the basic problem. So you're the purist. Unless you're going to solve the whole thing, you don't want it. And that was the same. So thank you very much, Ken Farsing, for joining us. John is going to stay with us in our next segments. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.